So we're here at the Warren, but we're actually going to talk about another suite of venues. There's a couple of them, and it's part of Lamb Comedy who are back this year. And I'm talking to...
My name's Amy, half of Lamb.
Yeah, half of Lamb. So what's new this year?
Well, we've doubled in size. We've got two venues this year. We're trying to take over Upper North Street. So we've got Noah Man that we had last year, and now we've added to that with Craft Beer Company. And it's the first time that they've done anything like this. So it's all a bit exciting and new for them and for us.
And for people that don't know, how do you find the venue?
So it's pretty close to sort of Churchill Square Shopping Centre. You just need to turn up the scary roads where buses try to run you over just to buy a new look.
That was such a great literal answer. And my apologies for answering you wrongly. I meant, how do you find a venue? You know, if you need a new venue, do you go and visit them? Oh, is it pure luck? That's great. We've had the directions. Yeah. Now let's have the philosophy.
Myself and Lulu, my business partner, the other half of Lamb, we both really like beer and we like drinking and craft, and they've got a really nice lounge area at the top, and we were sat in there one day and thought, this would be quite a nice venue. So yeah, it's just approaching the management and trying to convince them with our wily womanly ways.
And people could pay a shed load of money to see some of the comedians in Edinburgh that you've got in your venues, haven't you?
Exactly. And we're a bargain. Yeah, all our shows are £7.50.
And people are trying out new stuff, aren't they? There's work in progress shows, which is really exciting to catch comedians trying out their material.
Yeah, we've got a mix. So we've got a few work in progress shows, and we've also got a few sort of sell out Edinburgh shows as well are coming down. So we've got Lost Voice Guy again, who's coming back, and that's his sell out show that he did just in August in Edinburgh that he's going to be doing for Brighton audiences. We've got a couple of people doing their brand new shows, so Athena Kuklanu and Tom Ward, who are also BBC New Comedy Awards finalists this year. This is their debut shows. So it's really exciting. We've got loads of really exciting acts this year. We're really happy.
And when you go into somewhere like Craft Beer and you walk into the room where the comedy's going to happen, is it immediately obvious that's where they're going to perform? Or how do you decide this is going to be a comedy space and what it's going to look like?
Well, we only built it on Wednesday.
That's quite early compared to some venues.
So we did a dry run on Wednesday, which took about 3 hours. Because usually there's lots of heavy tables and chairs in there. So we've got a side room where we're storing stuff. I don't know, you could just visualise it. We looked in a room, you look at the ceiling and we counted the number of chairs and went, that'll do.
And do you get just the local drinkers in the pubs coming to stuff as well? Or do you have to find the audience from outside?
It's a mix, I would say. I think about 60-70% of the audience are Brighton based, and 30-40% are from outside London and other places. We've got a few followers of the comedians we've got as well that will actually travel quite far to see them. So it's nice that, yeah, we've got some followers that come. But yeah, mainly it's local crowds. It's also quite nice to have, so there's never really been anything in that particular area, sort of just up in North Street. So we sort of did the first venue there last year, and now we've got the two venues there. So eventually we're going to take over that whole road, I think.
And who are the homegrown comedians you've got?
We've got Joe Foster back. We've got... Oh gosh, you're asking me.
Well, you've got homegrown comedians, that's the main thing, haven't you?
It's about a mix. 50-50, actually, yeah. So we've got Jane Postlethwaite, she's another one. We've got Dave Fensom and Graham are doing another show with Joe as well.
She pulls out the programme.
Pull out the programme, subtly. We have some people... We've got some really cool people coming back as well. So we've got Luke Stephen coming back this year. We've got AGM, who were the runners-up of the... Audience Choice Awards last year, so he's coming back. They're coming back, sorry, there's three of them. Ignacio Lopez is coming back, and then we've got, I say, new people. We've got Kelly Kingham this year, Lost Voice Guy, Viv Groskop's going back. We're so chuffed with our programme this year.
In Brighton, there's a real buzz here at the Warren. Do the tickets sell themselves, or do you really have to work hard to sell those tickets?
We have our little brochures, look out for them, they're all over Brighton. Yeah, the brochures go like hotcakes, actually. We're having to fill them up all over the place. So, yeah, I don't know.
Is comedy the same as last year? I mean, is it changing at all?
Oh, that's a hard question. I haven't seen the shows yet. You'll have to ask me in a month.
Well, if I look at the rest of the Fringe, there's more politics this year.
We don't really have much of that, to be honest. Right. We have Athena Kuklanu. She's quite political. Yeah, I...
did, then I'm...
And then, for people that don't know, what's Lamb doing the rest of the year?
Okay, well, we don't know yet, to be honest. This is our second year at Brighton Fringe, so we're relatively new little lambs on the block. So a little bit older this year, we're going bigger this year. From Fringe time onwards, hopefully bigger the better, we're going to be trying to get into other fringes around the UK. Not quite Edinburgh level yet, but that eventually we'll get there. And maybe Montreal, Adelaide, you know, we can dream, it'd be a nice holiday.
Final question, Amy, what do you love about it?
It's just good to laugh. It's a good, it's good therapy. We particularly want these up-and-coming new comedians that we think are really good to have a good platform to share their material. We want the best venue and the best opportunities for them and for audiences to come and see them that we possibly can. So it works both ways.
What a great answer. So that's Amy from Lamb Comedy, igniting two new venues here at the Fringe, and maybe back bigger a Fringe near you soon.
All of Upper North Street next year.
Yeah. Taking over Upper North Street too. Thanks a lot.